Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Happy Sunday, everybody. Time for a bonus meditation. Hope your new year is getting off to a good start. I'm curious, are you still sticking with whatever resolution you may have set a few days ago? Many of us are already off the wagon by the time February rolls around, and all of a sudden something we did, setting the resolution, that is, in order to feel better, ends up making us feel guilty. In that spirit, today's meditation is about those times when you don't feel like meditating, but hopefully you're doing it anyway. Our teacher du jour is Matthew Hepburn, who has taught in prison schools and corporations all over North America. And he is the host of a free challenge that we are running over on the 10% Happier app, which is called the Imperfect Meditation Challenge. It kicks off on January 8th, and it features Matthew and several other teachers, Cara Lai and Don Mauricio. You can sign up for the challenge right now over on the app. Here we go now with Matthew Hepburn.
Hi, this is Matthew. Thanks for joining me. Sometimes, maybe a lot of the time, the last thing you want to do is meditate. Sit in one spot, sit still, pay attention to something inane and boring like breathing sounds, feeling the belly moving around. Life is full of really important things to do, to think about. People, relationships that we care about, and sitting in one spot and doing something that we might feel like we're really bad at and that doesn't seem to be serving anybody else, sometimes doesn't sound like the best use of our time. Well, this next couple minutes is designed for what to do in exactly these moments. So, sit comfortably in a full lotus position. Or run as fast as you can until you get tired and are panting. But hang with me and we'll see if we can practice mindfulness through whatever mind state you got going. Notice the resistance to the idea of meditating or of appreciating whatever's going on right now. You can feel it. It probably sucks. But it's here and it's real. Might be worth it just to acknowledge it one moment at a time. So check in. Are the shoulders tense? Is the breathing shallow? Wherever there's tension, just appreciate it. We don't need to get mushy and try and become a bowl of jello. But we want to see what's going on and what's happening, acknowledging the present moment as it is. As you're aware of this moment, checking in with the body, see if there's any circular thinking going on. Particular thoughts that are really compelling. Now, it may be a painful thought or a useless thought. If that's the case, it has some energy behind it. It's going to keep going for a while, and eventually it will settle down. So acknowledge it, see that it's happening, and feel wherever its footprint is in the body each time it occurs. The most important thing to remember in meditation is nothing is the wrong way to be. We could be worked up, we could be anxious, we could be pissed off, and the only goal of meditation to see it, to be with it, to acknowledge it with a sense of interest and curiosity. So, when you're ready, take another breath, open your eyes, come back to this moment. Thanks for tuning in, and good luck out there.
Thank you, Matthew. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.